16, something like that. And it was Joe Biden saying that, you know, we're going to stop drilling in Anwar. We're going to stop drilling here and there and on federal lands. And I want to know who's responsible. Call me and let me know. Because the president is absolutely certain it's not him. It's not him at all. Let's go to Horst. Horst, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah. My first job in 1969 was at a gas station in San Mateo, California, where we sold regular gas for 27.9 cents and diesel fuel was 25 cents a gallon.
Well, and what does that tell you? That tells you that since then, taxes account for a lot of what a gallon of gasoline is.
Oh, yeah, but I have a little insight into why diesel is so much more expensive.
Why is
back
that?
Then,
I've never known.
Well, no, back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, amount of sulfur allowed in diesel fuel, I believe it was like 2,000 parts per million. It was high because here in America, we have high sulfur oil content, which is great for lubricants and greases and oils, but it's not the best for combustion and burning. Whereas OPEC stuff is the opposite. It's great for release of BTUs and thermal energy, but it's also very difficult to get good lubricants. But one of my customers later on was a Chevron chemist or Chevron refinery guy, and he said the reason that diesel fuel is getting more expensive than gasoline is it used to be with the old days with the high allowance of sulfur, I think in the parts per million, that it was for every gallon of gasoline that could be refined from an amount of crude oil, they'd get 4 or 5 gallons of diesel fuel. But nowadays, with the very low sulfur, I think it's like has to be under 10 parts per million to reduce sulfur contamination and reduce a lot of the smoke and particulates, that it is actually far more difficult and more expensive to refine the crude into diesel fuel than it is to gasoline.
So, Horst, whose fault is it? The president says it's not his fault. It is the fault of big oil. Oil company and greedy profits.
Oh, no. Buck Fieden, he's completely off base. He's the guy who shut down the pipeline and closed off all the leases in federal and Alaska, exploration and stuff. And I'll tell you one thing. I had a friend from childhood who actually was on one of the surveying teams for the Alaska pipeline. And he said, yes, Alaska is a beautiful place with the mountains and all that neat touristy stuff. But he said, out in the middle of the tundra where it is, they were doing this, it is nasty. It is hot during the summer, freezing cold during the winter, and they have bugs up there, mosquitoes. He says they're an inch long. They used to call them B-52s. He had to go out in these places and wear like a beekeeper suit just to keep from getting stung to death by all the freaking bugs out there. He said, yeah, the mountains and the majestic and the rivers and stuff are magnificent and beautiful, but there's a whole lot of Alaska that is just downright. It says it's like Nevada, but with weeds.
I love that.
All these greenies, they're all just driving this. And the latest thing that I hear is now Joe Biden is saying, oh, we can use corn and make ethanol and help reduce the price of the gasoline. Well, I worked on cars, automotive, for 40 years. Ethanol was the worst thing to use as an additive in gasoline. It destroyed catalytic converters, made a lot of the cars, especially the computer cars, run really bad. And what is the number one feed for cattle, pigs,
corn?
And a lot of livestock animals?
Corn?
No way. Corn. And imagine how many things have high fructose corn syrup.
Everything that requires corn.
Yeah. It's not going to help the fuel price appreciably, but it's going to drive the price of prepared foods and meat and things and livestock. It's going to drive that up because there's going to be less of it.
Oh, there you go. Hey, Horst, I got to move on. I got to hit the break at the bottom of the hour. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. That's Horst. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? We have just freed up a line at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
At 1:31, I'm looking at the traffic cams right now here in the KMCQ studio, and I do see some heavy volumes on Interstate 15, northbound at Tropicana, southbound 15 at Spring Mountain. Do look out for a crash. It's on the right shoulder there. Multiple vehicles involved. That's Interstate 15 southbound at Symphony near downtown. Also, those lane restrictions through the Spaghetti Bowl downtown, that's causing some backups. 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. Also, expect some delays on that transition lane. Those who are merging from 15 north over to 515 east. And overnight road work tonight. That's 15 South at Speedway Boulevard.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Golden Knights tried to trade away forward Evgeny Dadonov last year, but it did not work out because going to the Ducks are on his no-trade list. Well, now they have a deal done. They have sent him to the Montreal Canadiens in exchange for the contract of Shea Weber. Weber is not expected to play due to injury. The Las Vegas Aces, they have won three straight games, back at it on Sunday against Minnesota. The Las Vegas Aviators will play the completion of a suspended game today and then the regularly scheduled game as they continue their series at El Paso. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk Wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Requires a compatible unlocked phone and QIOP kit. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up at 2:50, 10 till 3, we'll be giving away a $50 gas card and a $34.95 value basic oil change from Meineke. And I'm real excited about this because on Fridays, we take all the daily winners from this week, five of them. Okay, it will be five. And then we pick another winner for a $100 gas card. This is so cool. It's our way of saying thanks for listening. We are so glad that you are with us, and it's our way of giving back to you, our way of saying thanks for listening. The President of the United States came out today and in the last couple of days blaming greedy oil, big oil. They are the reason why you have high gas prices. It's not Putin anymore. He tried that. It didn't pass the laugh test. I mean, where you hear it and you just immediately chortle. No, it doesn't pass the laugh test. So now they're saying, oh, I mean, what they're doing is they're trying to demonize big oil. And people that have studied this thing say it's just not the case. The president as candidate, Joe Biden, was adamant that he was going to shut oil down, fossil fuels, period, the end. And the fact is that they're not going to go away quickly. I mean, they're really not. And as a result, we've got $6 oil, $6 gasoline. And by the way, it's not going down. It keeps going up. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I would love to hear what you think. And maybe you agree with the president. If you do, that's okay. If you want to demonize big oil, be my guest. They got big, broad shoulders, and they can afford it. Okay? But jump on the line and let our executive producer, gentleman Jim Dallas, know that you're a first-time caller. He will whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody. We'll give you some extra love. We'll move you up in line. That's how we work it. That's how we work it. One other issue that we'll talk about here in just a couple of minutes, and that is Dr. Fauci, who yesterday testified before a Senate committee, despite the fact that he has tested positive. And he's quarantining. So he's doing it by Skype. And I thought it was interesting. Let's go to cut two real quick. This is Dr. Fauci with Senator Mike Braun, a Republican from Indiana. And they're trying to talk about the origin of COVID, which I found interesting because that's been a big controversy. This was Dr. Fauci yesterday in a testimony before a Senate, the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, the HELP Committee. This was Dr. Fauci under quarantine. Here he is.
Of course, we read this week, after 675 years, we finally have found the origins of the Black Plague. Care to give us an update on where we're at on tracking down the origins of COVID-19?
Thank you for that question, Senator. There have been a number of papers that have come out from highly qualified virologists and viral phylogeneticists that indicate that this is very, very likely a jumping species from an animal host, perhaps through an intermediate host, into a human species, which then spread throughout the human population, certainly and almost certainly originating in China, in Wuhan. We still open up and keep always an open mind as to whether or not this had to do with a virus that was isolated out in the environment and that came into a lab and then had what most people refer to as a lab leak. We need to keep an open mind and have all possibilities be investigated. But the evidence from the virology community points strongly towards a natural occurrence.
Very quickly, do you think the Chinese will cooperate with you to try to get to the thorough bottom of it?
Senator, I certainly hope so, because we're not going to get an answer that's a definitive answer. I mean, even if they do cooperate, we may not do that. But certainly, for example, if we want to continue surveillance among bat populations and other wild animals that might serve as an intermediary host, as well as understanding what was going on in some of their laboratories, I believe it's essential to have cooperation and collaboration with the Chinese.
Dr. Fauci sounds really good. I mean, he honestly does. I mean, he does. He must be asymptomatic because he was healthy enough to testify yesterday before a congressional committee. And I can only assume that he's feeling okay. And I have friends here in Vegas that have tested positive. And they sound fine. And in fact, I've got friends that aren't adhering to any kind of quarantine. They're just going about their lives. They're asymptomatic. And I'm not saying that's right, but I'm saying more and more people are doing that. And I don't think there's a lot of contact tracing that's going on. I really don't think so. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. When we come back, the Oakland A's are being rushed along, so to speak, by Major League Baseball. They'd like to know where the A's are going to be playing a couple of years down the road. Is it going to be Southern Nevada? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. And we're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the Club and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Wall's show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
Don't pay MSRP or crazy markups at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, your Ram truck low price headquarters. How about this? $8,000 off MSRP on 2022 Ram Bighorn trucks. That's right, $8,000 off big Ram Horn trucks. We have 36 available at these fantastic savings. That's right, there's only one Ram truck low price headquarters. Sahara Ram on the corner of Sahara and Decatur. That's right on the corner and right on the price. Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram is your Ram truck low price headquarters. Over 300 used cars in stock and the biggest selection of new car inventory.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting lovenvwaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Every few weeks we talk about what's going on with the Oakland A's. Are they going to stay in Oakland? Are they going to get a brand new waterfront ballpark there? Or are they moving to Southern Nevada? They've got it down to about one or two sites, and they're ready to pull the trigger. The question is, will they? And will it be in favor of Las Vegas, or will it be in favor of Oakland? Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, it looks like Major League Baseball is starting to get a little impatient.
Yeah, they're not only impatient with the A's, but the Tampa Bay Rays. Also, their lease ends in 2027, and in 2024, the Oakland A's deal with the Oakland Coliseum there, which they've been playing since 1968, it finally expires as well. And what they've been doing, they've been going through the process. You know the story. There's been multiple trips, a half a dozen at least, where the brass from the A's have made their way to Southern Nevada. They've looked at the viability of Major League Baseball in Las Vegas. They've looked at different locations, and it seems that they want to be on the Las Vegas Strip if they do end up coming here. And it looks like the Tropicana Hotel site is their favorite. Because we know this because they actually did find themselves in conversations with obtaining that piece of land there. Now, the big bugaboo here, I think, is that there's no flavor for anybody in Nevada to foot the bill for another stadium. Now, of course, there was $750 million that went to the building of Allegiant Stadium, and there were a lot of people that did not like that, even though most of the tourists are being stuck with that tax increase in the bedroom tax. I think it's about $1 a day for the hotel rooms is what it breaks down to. But in any event, if you look at this, the Oakland A's are hoping to build a 30,000-seat domed ballpark in the Las Vegas Valley. If things break down at the Howard Terminal, that's the primary spot where they want to be, the Howard Terminal in Oakland. Now, we know the political process in California is much more severe than it is anywhere else because of the local politics that goes on in California. So they're trying to determine if they can get through all the red tape, which there's a lot of it, to build a $1 billion stadium there in the Howard Terminal area of Oakland. Now, Rob Manfred is saying, come on, it's time to make a choice. Are you going to stay or are you going to go? Because we need to know as a Major League Baseball. So hopefully this little nudge will at least get us to a point where, hey, if the A's aren't going to come here, hey, maybe Tampa wants to come here. Maybe another team wants to come here. So we just want some resolve. But the bottom line here is I think they think Las Vegas is viable for a major league ballpark. And by the way, in Oakland, they're consistently drawing less than 10,000 fans to their baseball game. 8,500. Now, you can pack that many people into Las Vegas ballpark in Summerlin here. So why not do it?
Yeah. Well, hey, can I tell you, though? There is a point at which you can delay. It's going to screw up the people in Tampa Bay. That situation's not getting any better. I mean, they put good teams on the field, and yet they still can't draw.
They say that stadium is really, really, really dry. I don't know if you ever had the pleasure of seeing a game at the Kingdom in Seattle.
I saw many games. I lived there. I covered sports there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so then indeed you have been to the Kingdom. That was the first dome stadium that I had ever been to, and it was right after they built it. I mean, it was 1980, and I went in there. I mean, it was nothing but it was like concrete at the top. There was no acoustics whatsoever. It was just really dry. And you look at stadiums like that and the stadiums of today, I mean, there's no comparison. But I look at this as the A's really want to stay in Oakland. This is my opinion. I think they would rather stay in Oakland if they can get it done, but they've got us to fall back on, and it's time for them to make a decision. If they can't get through the red tape, I think Rob Manfred said, hey, Vegas is not bad. It's viable. Why don't you do it? That's what it sounds like to me.
That's what it sounds like to me, too. Jim, we will continue to follow this story. And this is just a bizarre story. You know, all the pieces are in place for them to move to Southern Nevada, but they just won't pull the trigger. And I don't know why. I don't know why yet. But we'll follow it. More from Gentleman Jim Dallas coming up. And by the way, we're just about an hour away from giving away another $50 gas card. So make sure you're listening at 2:50, 10 till 3, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und meine key. An American cheese! Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale.
Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own.